This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
An incarnation of the DJV program had us talking to Jennifer Horn because Victoria Keelan wasn't feeling well. Well, that's the case again. Kara Schillen is here. The lack of Victoria being here is sad, but manageable because Jennifer is on the ball. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to Friday on the DJV program, the last Friday of the month of October, Jennifer. Soon it'll be November. Thanksgiving's
Merry
coming.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, and Happy New Year, and then Happy 4th of July.
All right, let's just stop.
Okay. Yes, let's get going with something that is really important as of today.
Well, how about an executive order? Well, another one could be on the way from President Trump because he's trying to figure out what to do about this caravan of migrants that is walking through the country of Mexico to our southern border. He is considering a sweeping executive order that would block migrants, including asylum seekers, from entering the U.S. at the border in a bid to stop the caravan, turn them around. That they're right now, I think, maybe about 100 to 150 miles into Mexico. From the border of Guatemala. The White House, if it goes ahead with the measure, would issue new regulations restricting certain migrants from seeking asylum, and the rules would effectively block most, if not all, of the migrants who are taking part in the caravan. The order would be kind of like the previous aggressive immigration blocking executive orders that Trump had signed, including that travel ban that was pretty controversial that he signed about a year ago that would halt people from some Muslim majority countries from entering the United States. This has become kind of a campaign issue, actually, maybe not kind of, a campaign issue, because you have a lot of Republicans who are on the same page about immigration, and the Democratic Party's kind of mum as to what to do with these people walking through the country, because portions of the Democratic Party still believe in borders, while the more far-left parts of the Democratic Party believe that there shouldn't be any borders to this country. So there's a lot of confusion on the left, and Trump sees that and knows that he can make this a campaign issue to at least bolster up his Republican base to get out and vote in a couple of weeks.
So let me get this straight. If you come to the border and you declare, I want political asylum, then the border guards have to let you in?
Is that the key? Yeah, there's a process about applying for asylum at the border. I think they do have to let you in. Yeah.
So why doesn't everybody just come to the border and say, I seek asylum in the United States of America?
Many people do. I think there has to be some sort of proof, or you have to have some reason why, a compelling story. I know a lot of people in this caravan are looking, and they've said it to reporters that are traveling with them, that they're looking for better opportunity, they're looking for a job. Those are not people that are qualified for seeking asylum. But if they're from a country like Honduras, it's very easy to make a case that they could be looking for asylum because Honduras stinks. The thing that I ask every time, and I still don't know why, I don't know if I've ever gotten a great answer, is that under United Nations rule, you're supposed to seek asylum, or asylum seekers are supposed to go to the country nearest them that is safe. And so the question would be, why don't they have to seek asylum in Mexico? Because whether we like the way the government works there or not, it is safer for them to be in Mexico. That would be the closest country to them to do that. And I don't know why they're not being forced to seek asylum there. I don't know why they can walk right through. And I know I ask this every time, and I don't know if I've ever gotten a great answer as to how we overlook that piece of the puzzle.
Well, We sure are doing a good job.
I mean, that's always the big issue with people. Like when we were having I remember we were talking about the Syrians who were looking for asylum, and Germany took in 1 million people. And the question was, why are they going to Germany? Why aren't they going to, we talked about Saudi Arabia sitting open with tents. Those are the places that were being bypassed in favor of places in Europe. And those places were much farther away, yet that's where everybody was headed.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's kind of a crazy system. I never even thought about that until you just mentioned it. I wonder how many people listening say the same thing. I didn't think that there was a chance people could ask for asylum. All I can remember is that scene from The Hunt for Red October, the movie about the big Russian submarine. Sean Connery is the captain of the Russian ship, and Scott Glenn is the captain of the American ship. Alec Baldwin plays Jack Ryan, and they get aboard the Russian ship. And after they've had their conversation, Sean, his character, walks over to Scott Glenn and, "I present to you the Soviet missile carrier Red October." And so we seek, "My crew and I seek asylum in the United States of America." And it gives me goosebumps every time I see it. I love that movie. And every time I see it, I hear that, and I think, wow, those people are pretty special to get asylum. And now I find out it's pretty easy to get asylum, or it seems to be fairly easy to get asylum. And I don't think that's a cool thing either. It ought to be very difficult. The standards need to be higher. That's it.
Even know if they need to be higher. The standards for asylum should just be consistent, and they should be consistent for people all across the globe. And so that's what I'd like to see. I just don't know. If you're looking for true asylum and you're worried about safety, you should be going to the next available place. If I were looking for someplace safe to go because an earthquake came to California and toppled down my house, I'd probably end up someplace in, like, Santa Barbara. I don't think I'd seek asylum in Washington, D.C. with Kara, although that would be really nice.
But you go to the place to stay.
Yeah, you go to the place that's easiest to get to. That's where you look for safety. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Makes good sense. Well, anyway, it'll be an interesting weekend to try to follow them and see. They're only 100 miles in. How many miles are they making a day?
I think they're about 150 or so miles in. They took a break this week. Yeah. So I think yesterday they were 50 miles in. I'm guessing they probably could, get some length into the country, because they do have, what people don't realize is that some of them, yes, are on foot, but they also have a lot of vehicles traveling with them. And so they can move a little faster than someone who would just be on their own walking, trudging through a country. That would take a lot longer. They actually have vehicles that kind of help them along, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think that this is a very interesting reality for Americans to consider. First, it's nice to know that we are so popular in such a desirable place. Second, it also is enlightening to know how easy it is to get in here, even if you do it legitimately. And so maybe we need to put a cork in it in some way, shape, or form. That's the story. That's the glory of being an American. Jennifer, good job. 16:15, where are we? 14 after the hour. The benefits of using Calitrin. How's your weight profile doing? Are you using all kinds of methods, madness,
it's
crazy
just
stuff.
Booming.
You remember that?
That's your profile. Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh. If you're really interested in losing weight, if you really want to take the pounds off and do it sensibly, it is time for Calitrin. Calitrin will be something every day. You take the 4 capsules, actually at night before you go to sleep. They go to work on you. Doesn't make any difference how old you are either with this. This is something for young people, middle-aged folks, older people, for women, for men. Anybody who wants to lose weight, do it responsibly with a healthy consequence. This is it, because it's an all-natural product. Basically, the bottom line here is the main ingredient for Calitrin is collagen. And collagen is the protein in your body that allows you or helps you to lose weight and keep healthy, lean muscle. You want to have that. You want to have the muscle. Muscle stays longer, is better for you all the way around. That's pretty obvious, I think. Less fat, more muscle. Maybe that should be, it's like Target. What do they say? More prices, always cheaper, something, whatever it is.
Get more, pay less.
Thank you.
But that was close.
It was. It's good, Kara. Thank you.
Tastes great, less filling, isn't that it?
That's it, right? Yeah. Well, it's a four. You have to have a four-word slogan. That's the point. And so that's the way. Lose weight, be healthy. Whatever you want. Think about it in terms of you and what your goals are. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, then you stay on the Calitin program. You get Calitin by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com. You can't get this in stores. You have to go online, toploss.com. The special 10% deal, that is, you get 10% off the price and a free bottle when you buy three or more. You have to check the box for DJV when you're on the line, when you're on the page, toploss.com. All right, so I've told you how to do it, told you what to do, where to go to get it. Now it's up to you to go to toploss.com, get the Calitrin, and get on the program and lose the weight. And be happy about it because it's all a healthy deal. Toploss.com, DJV the code for 10% off.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Staples knows what you want for your business. You want to save time. You want to save space. You want to save money. You want the HP LaserJet Pro M29W printer from Staples. It prints fast, saving time. It's the smallest in its class, saving space. And now, during Staples printing event, the HP M29W is $20 off, saving you money. Save time, save space, save money at Staples.
Ends 10/27/18. Restrictions may apply. See associate or staples.com/printing event for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A number of packages, well, we have all week long been watching, listening, talking about this, but more of them have arrived as of yesterday, two addressed to Joe Biden, another one to Robert De Niro. Wow. The package sent to De Niro showed up in a building in Manhattan that houses a restaurant and a production company that he owns. According to the news, a building employee called police to report he'd seen a package similar to ones that were discovered on Wednesday. Both of them sent to Biden, intercepted in Delaware. One was found at at a mail facility in Newcastle. The other one was about 8 miles away in Wilmington. All three packages looked nearly identical. They had six forever stamps, or at least the first and third was practical anyway. And listed Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office as the return address.
The one to Eric Holder was returned for postage, too.
Really?
Can you imagine sending a bomb in the mail and not putting enough postage? It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
So is this... we
delivery, and then you blow yourself up. Okay, sorry. Right. I guess I shouldn't make light of it.
Well, it's the number one story or issue this week on the talkers list of the top 10. And one wonders whether it is something that's serious. I don't know how you tell, frankly.
Well, most of the bombs, they've said, according to the NYPD, who did a press conference yesterday, they said most of them were not able to go off. So this was something that was supposed to scare people more than cause massive destruction, I think is what the NYPD said. But according to reports, there's a treasure trove of forensic evidence in there. And they're looking at Florida as maybe a place.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, okay. All right, let's hear it from Florida, 21 after the hour.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A mean business woman.
Who doesn't remember that?
I actually never liked this song when it was a big hit, but I kind of like it as I've matured and Tony Joe White matured. Poke salad, Annie.
What does that mean?
What?
Poke salad, Annie.
I think it's something that you don't talk about on the radio.
Gotcha.
Decent folks.
What? Is it? Okay, I don't know. I'm
going to
Google this.
Sort of a euphemism. Yeah, you go ahead, girl. You Google this.
Is that really something that's... No, it's like a... Isn't it like a southern salad?
Yeah, it is. Right, yeah. But the reference is to something else.
Oh!
Yeah, okay. It'll be all right, Jennifer. Take a couple of
minutes. No, I don't...
Call me in the morning. It's all right.
Here.
Yeah. Pope salad, Annie. Tony Joe White has passed away at the age of 75.
Oh, his, Coke is poisonous.
So that?
Coke is poisonous.
Well,
so when they say Coke salad, it means to live dangerously.
Huh? I think I underscore, use your imagination.
Yeah, no,
anyway,
I'm good. I just wanted to know.
This song was his big hit from 1968. He died in Tennessee. And it was natural causes. He had this big song, and then, as I said, Elvis made a big hit out of it. He's probably best known for being the writer of Rainy Night in Georgia, which Brooke Benton did in 1970, covered by any number of other artists. Hank Williams Jr. had a version of it. B.J. Thomas did. Conway Twitty and Sam Moore did one together. His compositions reached an entirely new audience worldwide in 1989 when Tina Turner covered his song Steamy Windows, which some of you may or may not remember. He came hit in a lot of countries, also cut by country singer John Anderson. included in his platinum 1992 album, Seminole Wind. John Anderson was also a television... No, that was the other Anderson. Anyway, this song has been on Kenny Chesney's... One of his albums called I Will Stand. Others who recorded some of his songs, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Joe Cocker, Tim McGraw, Dusty Springfield, Ray Charles. He signed to Monument Records in 1967 because of his gritty vocal ability, his unusual... it's kind of like... Who was the other one who used to do all the time in their singing? It wasn't Roy Orbison, but there's a grunter and a groaner that... was popular. Anyway, this is this guy meant a lot to the pop music world for about 3.5 decades. That's good. Good career, but 75 seems kind of young. So that's the story, the passing of Tony Joe White here. One of the things happening good for Mariah Carey this week, it was announced that she's joining The Voice as a key advisor during the knockout sessions. There are 32 budding stars facing off against a teammate as they sing songs of their choosing. And so Mariah is going to be on hand to help these coaches and their teams prep for the challenge, something that's fairly it's common to do this on The Voice, right? Is this her first involvement on The Voice?
Yeah, Mariah,
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been on the other music shows, but not on this one. So there you go. News about Mariah Carey. Ben Stiller is in the musical news this week as well. He's not a teenager by any stretch of the imagination, but he's ready to live or relive his punk glory days with the high school band Capital Punishment. They have a new EP coming out. This is Capital Punishment on the 23rd of next month, 35 years after the group parted ways. So there it is, the story of Ben Stiller's high school band back together again.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After 10 apparent bombs are mailed to critics of President Trump in recent days, none of them exploding, the president is up this morning already tweeting criticism of media coverage of the story. He tweeted early today that it's funny how, quote, lowly rated CNN and others criticize him at will and blame him for the current spate of the bombs, yet he says when he criticizes the media, quote, they go wild and scream. Former Vice President Joe Biden commenting on the spate of suspicious packages and bomb threats this week.
My hope is this recent spat of who knows exactly what they were, but these pipe bombs being mailed might wake everybody in my business up a little bit.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now Friday continues, well, continues with or without us, but we're happy to have you along on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria out. Kara has become more vocal. She always is vocal. Like to have her thoughts on things. Your thoughts as well can be shared with us on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen, at DJV Show, and a lot of communication happening on Instagram and Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Help yourself to all of that. And you listen to the podcast too that are put up at DJVShow.com. Now, here are some things. I guess it's time for us to visit Trumpsterland. What do you say, Jennifer? Let's go to the White House and visit Donald Trump. I almost feel like this is the intro to a skit on SNL, but it really isn't. A lot of activity this week. The Chinese and Russians are in the news because reportedly they seem to be, we found out they're listening to Trump's cell phone calls. How the heck they do that?
Because they're smart. They know how to hack stuff, I guess, right?
Right, but how do they know his number? How do they find his number?
I don't know.
That's, I
don't know. Bathroom wall? I don't know where you find that.
I think a lot of people have it. They might have gotten it from Sylvester Stallone or one of those guys. Didn't they call into him? Was that his cell phone or the White House?
They call the main line of the White House. Yeah.
No, it's kind of like these people who are sending these packages. Like, how in the heck do they get Joe Biden's home address? Like, I guess there are ways to do it. I'm just totally inept when it comes to that sort of thing.
So anyway, apparently the Chinese are trying to use the information to help the trade dispute. How are they? How is that happening? If they tell you, hey, Mr. President, we've been hacking your phone, and here's what we can do. Do you think the president's going to be happy to hear that and be more likely to be pliable and flexible?
I imagine they were trying to get background information that he wasn't telling them and hoping that he would never find out that they were hacking his phone. I don't think that was part of the plan.
There are people that he talks to with regularity, like Steve Wynn, the casino guy, and Stephen Schwartzman, who a business pal of Trump's. So maybe they're into, they know their numbers, they can listen to their numbers somehow or other. Who knows? The president prefers to use his cell phone in some situations instead of a secure line, so you pay the price, pal. Who learned that? Didn't Hillary Clinton learn that lesson the hard way, too? About using...
with their email.
That was email, but I think there were... Yeah, or maybe
anytime
it was Bill.
You're...
Somebody got caught with their pants down, literally, I think, using their own private cell phone. That's the Secret Service goes bananas, and that's why they tried to take Trump's cell phone away from him. So give him a government phone. He's got two or three of them.
I think what they did was ultimately give him a phone that had Twitter on it so that he could tweet, but not make phone calls, but he still has a personal phone. I don't know. This is the thing. It was the same thing to be critical of Hillary for. Same thing. I think Obama asked for a phone not that he couldn't even use because he didn't want to be vulnerable with this. It's hard. You're a person. There's a phone in front of you. You need to make a call. Whammo, you're going to make a call. But you have to think about who's listening. And just sadly, that's the time and place that we're in. And the Russians... And now the the Russians are wanting to just cause trouble, I think, and meddle because they don't have money to interrupt
Vlad
in any other way.
And the Donald
Chinese,
was friends. Well,
yeah,
I thought they were friends.
Sure. Yeah. The Chinese are literally ticked right now because we're flirting with a trade war if we're not already in a trade war with China. And the biggest threat, I think, is not going to be about Russians listening to the Trump phone calls. It's going to be about the Chinese. And they have enough money to do bad stuff with whatever they find out.
Well, I think there's a come to Jesus reckoning happening now with regard to the trade war. It may be that Trump has overplayed his part a little bit here, or maybe a lot more than a little bit. The compounding problem is the interest rates going up. In September, housing sales were off 2.5% from where they had been the month before. That's the colossal sign of a slowdown. And if it happened that quickly in September, the trade war and people worrying about what the future is holding for them and their businesses, and the fact that the Fed upped the interest rate, they don't give a damn. They just decided they're going to do that.
Trump actually called them out for doing it, and I agree, they're doing it too quickly.
No,
I know it's a sign of a healthy economy, but it's you need to do it.
But it always does. That mean that, what are they, stupid? They don't know history? Every single time you do this, these people overplay the part. Every single time it causes a slowdown in the economy. So it doesn't balance out. You go too far, take a step or two too far in one direction or another, and it screws things up. Even though we may have a great economy, it's very delicate. The balance is very, very delicate. There's so many moving parts, and the trade situation is another part of it it's dangerous. And so these people want to win the election next month, and you look at the economic indicators, they aren't good for the next 2 years. So, and that will be if it goes down in 2 years, Trump will never get reelected. And I would think that would be on his mind to a point. At any rate, this is not a great situation for if the economy slows down, it doesn't bode well. And we go back that same business up and down. Unemployment is 3, or at least the reported unemployment is 3-something%. So it's always twice the number of people out of work, or always twice what the government says it is, because most people, after they go through whatever benefits they can get and they're unemployed, they just disappear. All right, what else is the Trumpster doing? Outlining a new plan that aims to lower drug prices, following a new way for Medicare to negotiate and pay for certain drugs based on what other countries are paying. Why hasn't this been done before would be the question. Why didn't the previous administration and all their hoopla about Obamacare, why wouldn't that have been part of the thing that would benefit Americans? Americans who pay and Americans who get this stuff. Trump said, quote, "We're taking aim at the global freeloading that forces American consumers to subsidize lower prices in foreign countries. You know that we pay more here." This is not Trump speaking. This is me. "We pay more for drugs in this country than any other country." Mm-hmm. "And most of them are made here by American companies."
Right.
"So the American companies are screwing the Americans, and everybody else around the world pays less. In some cases,
20%. This is one issue. You win on both sides of the aisle, because you're right. The medicine is just, or the pills, the drugs, everything is just too expensive.
30%. They want to cut the prices by 30% over the next 5 years. The president also proposing changes to physician drug reimbursements, so doctors would be paid a flat rate instead of having a monetary incentive to provide higher cost drugs. I think it's outrageous that they get any money at all from the drug companies. That's what kind of a deal is that? So anyway, lowering prescription drug prices, that's an announcement made just in time for the midterm elections. You can be sure there was political motivation to that, but it's okay. So I mentioned Obamacare. The Trumpsters are trying to relax guidelines for states to opt out of Obamacare. New changes, which have been published this week, states apply for new expanded state relief and empowerment waivers, Jennifer. States could use the waiver to determine who gets financial assistance to pay premiums and to change the type of coverage that is prioritized in the markets. I don't understand a lot of this stuff. Frankly, I don't understand why there's only a certain amount of time to change your provider under Medicare rules. And I think that the whole thing, whether it's Obamacare or other onerous rules, or the whole policy, it's all meant to benefit the insurance companies and the drug companies. It doesn't benefit you. Why can't you change whenever you want to? What is the artificial October and November are the times you can change your coverage? Why? I want to change my coverage next June. Why can't I? Make any sense, does it? Thank you.
No, it doesn't. It's stupid. It's a terrible system.
Thank you. You could have said that to anything that I was saying in it.
It's a terrible system. Is that how I respond to you now?
Sometimes. All right, one more Trumpster focus. The opioid epidemic. Remember last
system.
Year about this time? Yeah. I agree with you, Doug. The president has signed a new landmark law on opioid use, a bipartisan measure aiming to address the opioid crisis. A couple of different fronts here. Increases funding for and access to treatment. Good. Improves prescription drug monitoring. Makes changes to the Postal Service screening requirements for the sending of fentanyl. I guess that's good, too. I don't know. What do they do? X-ray them? How do they know what you're sending in your box? Who's checking that out?
I don't know.
Right. Are these the same guys that are checking out the mail that went to Joe
Probably.
Biden?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Let us know how that works. Also, they've created partnerships with a dozen organizations like Facebook, CVS, and the Red Cross. Yeah. I always think of Facebook and CVS together. I'm sure everybody else does, too. They'll work to create drug disposal programs, modify medical records, and help those who are in recovery. Folks who are supposedly experts applauding the passage of the legislation, focusing on drug prevention. That's where hemp is going to come in. In the next 2, 3, 4 years, hemp is going to be used, and all of these guys, the opioid guys, are going to be out to lunch. Hemp will be the new, it isn't a drug. It doesn't have anything in it other than healing medicinal qualities that have been recognized for centuries as something that we all ought to be participating in. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, that the opioid thing is a mess. And we've allowed it to get that way. But I think many people who knew what they were talking about knew what was going on a long time ago. Don't you think so, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think so.
They knew what was going to happen.
There's so much dirty business in this the opioid crisis. Yes. It's not by surprise that this happened. Doctors, like you said, are getting kickbacks to prescribe certain medications, and those certain medications are getting people hooked on drugs. And once you get hooked, it's really difficult to get off. And it can happen to the guy. It's the thing with the opioid stuff that's so scary is that we think of drug addicts as people on the streets with needles out of their arm. But with the opioid crisis, it's your grandmother. It's the person who's in the corner office down the hall. It can happen to anybody who had a surgery or who has back pain or who has whatever.
This week, what's her face from the Halloween movies, Curtis, said that she had an opioid problem after being prescribed it in the 1980s and went through the 1990s. She's still in recovery today. Wow. Speaking of today, it's National Pumpkin Day, or Pumpkin, depending on your history. We think of Halloween, we think of pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and that sort of thing. Even when you're looking at the imagery, this false medieval imagery that pumpkins provide, you see pumpkins being present. Halloween and pumpkins go together like love and marriage. What a lot of people don't know, though, Jen, is the pumpkin is actually a plant from the New World. Squash, all that stuff, cucumbers, what do they call it, eggplant. They're all the same. It's a gourd, yes, exactly.
And there's a pea in there. It's a pumpkin. You know that's one of my pet peeves.
A pumpkin? It is. Yeah, it's so silly. It's like library in February and stuff.
And then people say library.
So let's see. This is a plant that is pretty endemic to America. It's New World. Comes from a Greek word, large melon. That's what pumpkin means. The word pepon. It translates into large melon. And then it didn't go straight to pumpkin. It was pompon in French. And then Pompion in England, and the Americans changed it to P-U-M-P-K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Don't do it. I can't stand it.
Enjoy. This weekend, we have the haunted house here on the farms for the weekend. A lot of ice cream, although the weather from that storm is a nor'easter heading into New England tonight and into tomorrow and into, actually, it's supposed to blow in about 24, 25 hours of pounding rain, snow in the mountains. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so anyway, enjoy yourself with your pumpkin. Jennifer, speaking of enjoying yourself, what do we have on television tonight and through the weekend that is of note?
Well, we've got Game 3 of the World Series tonight. Of course, there'll be a game on Saturday and Sunday as well, along with football, college on Saturday.
No, there won't be any game on Sunday. It's tonight and
Saturday. Oh, please, give
Saturday
me a break. You
good
wish. It's Wear Blue Day. Stop it. Don't be so mean. All right. Also tonight on HBO, Tracy Ullman's show. I used to love Tracy Ullman. If you don't know who she is, she did
quirky.
A sketch. Yes, quirky sketch show comedian. Very funny. And I didn't realize this, but she's got a show on HBO. It's on very late. It's on at midnight. But it's season 3. Didn't know it was happening. And it's premiering tonight. So you can check that out. She has become very well known for doing Angela Merkel as one of her sketches. So
really?
Here it's pretty funny.
She's
all right,
really
also
kind
tonight,
of a kooky sort. She, in real life, she's real kooky.
And you know where she was found? Or what? When she was introduced?
No, I don't remember.
But The Simpsons were first coming. The Tracy Ullman show is a spinoff, which is kind of funny. All right, on ABC tonight, if you want to get into the pumpkin mood, it's a great pumpkin. Charlie Brown is on 8 o'clock on ABC, a family favorite, followed by Child Support, the game show new at 9 and 2020 at 10. CBS has a new episode of MacGyver at 8, followed by Hawaii Five-O at 9, and a new episode of our fave, Blue Bloods, at 10 o'clock. The CW has new episodes of Dynasty and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Blindspot is new tonight on NBC at 8.
Good job, Jennifer. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's moving and grooving. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five items this week. Victoria is out ill, so the Dougster will take care of business here, going through the top five. Starting at number five, a focus on Apple. They've released a new version of their bagel emoji in the latest update. You told me it was emoji. I say emoji, emoji. Kara, you like
You can
emoji.
Continue being wrong. I do like I emoji. Or right. Unique, however you want to look at it.
I'll be unique. Anyway, Apple announced the release. There were 70 new emoji that have been put out. And for whatever the reason, and I don't quite understand, what you can help me clarify why the bagel emoji has been something that
it's a silly controversy, but they released a picture of the bagel, and it was just a plain bagel with absolutely no toppings
cheese.
On it. No one eats a bagel like that, and so people were very upset, especially New Yorkers and Philadelphia cream cheese. And so they added a smear of cream cheese on top, and now everyone's very happy.
Ah, so let's move on then, if everybody's happy, to Prince Harry's ring, number four. This week in the countdown to number one of the top items from the world of technology, a small black ring Prince Harry is wearing. It's an accessory generating a lot of speculation around the world. Source of the mysterious band is revealed this week. A health tracker getting a lot of backing. The focus from Silicon Valley is this Aura ring. It's about to gain a mass market push. Isn't that smart? Give it to somebody like the prince who everybody's following, and people look at that ring and say, hey, what's that? And so they're now giving this ring, apparently, to celebrities and business tycoons, athletic elites. The gadget monitors the quality of your sleep. The level of daily activity makes recommendations based on the data that come from the ring. It also monitors your heartbeat, heart rate, body temperature, that sort of thing, so you'll know if you are well or not. Data from the ring transferred to your phone, and the device then, the ring itself, you got to put on a charger, and of course your phone's got to stay charged up for you to be able to read it. So, monitoring your health, big deal these days. Silicon Valley making a lot of products offering to track your personal data. And then where does it go? That's the question, huh? The market for this sort of thing projected to reach $76 billion next year. Chief Operating Officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, Media Mogul, etc., spoke about the need for quality sleep in the recent speeches. 60 million people take some form of sleep medication. Did you know that? Whether it's all natural stuff or whether it's Ambien, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to help you monitor so you can better understand what your sleep patterns are and what you need for a better night's sleep without taking a lot of drugs. Well, good luck to them. Number three on the countdown from the world of technology, Apple's streaming television service, said to resemble Amazon Prime Video and Netflix, launching next year, featuring a mix of original programming, access to third-party services, and the ability to subscribe directly to channel packages offered by network providers, cable providers. It's like the Amazon Channels feature. One snag, though, Apple doesn't appear willing to let the software exist outside its own hardware, which may limit, in other words, you got to have an Apple device in order to use it. So far, they signed a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to develop some new shows, ordered a pair of children's shows from the creators of Sesame Street, series from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, a thriller series from M. Night Shyamalan, a drama about morning show stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, that kind of stuff. Also reports it's working to acquire the rights for an animated film. So that's what's cooking with Amazon. I'm sorry, with Apple. Firefox, number two, Firefox 63, can block third-party cookies. The folks at Mozilla have introduced enhanced tracking protection, blocking third-party trackers to increase your privacy. That's good. I use Mozilla. They've been focused on data and privacy a lot in recent months, announcing features like having Firefox block ad tracking. For now, Firefox 63 has enhanced tracking protection. It's by default, but it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies and block all trackers as well. So that's good news for those of us who use that product. And the number one tech story this week, Yahoo paying $50 million in damages for 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. In 2013, Yahoo suffered a breach, affected 3 billion user accounts. So this is payback time. You may get $25, but listen, something's better than nothing, right? That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.